So welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to your center. I am grateful to be here with you today to do this thing that we do together, this spiritual living. If I haven't met you yet, I am Patty Mercado. I am happy to know you. If I didn't get to say hello yet, let's make sure we do after the service. So this morning, we're completing our series on freedom today with the idea of free, and no, I do not have free kittens in the back. You're welcome. But there is something that is free that you will take home with you today. So let's get to it. The practice of freedom is a powerful spiritual activity. I'm always really grateful at the end of the month that I'm at the end of the month. Like every other month, this theme that we've been engaged in has engaged me. I have found myself being more convinced than ever that freedom is an experience of the presence. And what I know and what I think we know about the presence is that it becomes knowable to us in the ways that work for us. So when I talk about knowing the presence, it's a particular vibration and experience for me. And I have no false ideas that it is unique for each one of us. So everyone is getting to know that experience of the presence in their own way. And the way that we do that, the way that I find that we do that, is that we look at the activities of our own life. And we become increasingly aware. Some might call it awake. And this week I had the opportunity to expand the way the presence is knowable for and to me. It was in the dentist's office. More accurately, it was in the oral surgeon's office. I know, thank you for that. The very thought of it can tempt me to squirm. And I did squirm. And the practice is to be still. To be still, and I think it's Rumi that says, to be still until the true word emerges. And as I was thinking about it, it's be still and wait, like we used to wait when we were 14 for the Polaroid picture to come into focus, to become clear. So if I can be still just long enough to reacquaint myself with the presence, to remind myself that it's right here, then I know it's going to be okay. And it is okay. I'm okay. What I remind myself and I remind us about is that it's easy to see God, Spirit, Source, Infinite, Intelligence, whatever name we have for that presence, in the people that we love, in the things that we find beautiful and right. And the challenge is to be able to see the presence of divine love, right action, in those we do not yet love. Listen to the way I said it. And the things we find wrong or against us for now. I know it's temporary. I know that as I allow myself to become increasingly aware of the presence in my life and the ways that it shows up in my life, I will have an increased experience of love. I will. And so as students of the science of mind and spirit, which is what we practice here, our practice is spirituality. And as Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder and the author of this great philosophy, wrote, spirituality is a constant, consistent attempt to feel the presence of God in everything and everyone. Yes, yes, and. There's always an and, isn't there? Yes, and. So I won't say don't attempt to see and feel the presence of God in everything and everyone, and because I've said it before and I'll keep on saying it. And today, I really have the inspiration to remind us that we are to start with ourselves. I know it's a reminder, so I know that you already know this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God within. within yourself. Know that presence within ourselves so completely, so assuredly, so devotedly that we experience it out here in our life. So completely, so devotedly that we could and we do recognize it in each and every situation and experience of our life. Some of all y'all go into to the particular office and you're like, woohoo! Some not so much. What if we are meant to discover the riches, the bounty, the gifts that are within us, and then we are meant to give them away freely? No strings attached. It's free. This love that I have within me, it's free. You don't need to do anything. And actually, this is the absolute truth. It is completely the truth. I will love you no matter. It's free. The kingdom that exists within us is ours to reign. It's ours to reign with delight and joy and wisdom and poise and confidence. It's ours to reign however we choose. So imagine sharing the good that you have and being richly blessed, abundantly prospered in the process of sharing your good. Imagine that. Imagine just giving it away so freely, so completely, that there's nothing hindering it. I imagine that as we do that, we feel not only the presence, but we experience the presence expressing through us. Does it sound appealing?
Yes.
Yeah. And I actually believe that it's happening for each of us. Regularly. On an ongoing basis. And part of our challenge as the keepers of the keys to our own kingdom, because we are the keepers of the keys to our own kingdom, just in case you thought that you gave your keys away, just it's simple. Mine, baby. What's ours to do as the keepers of the keys to our kingdom is to appreciate what we are growing, what we're nurturing, what we're developing, what we're allowing. So this month, as I alluded, I've had several opportunities to experience my divine birthright, which is freedom. And I'm ending the month filled with gratitude. Gratitude for the practice that continues to set me free from fear and regret and anchors me in love and in faith and complete peace, the practice that sets me free to know myself, capital S self, and live accordingly. So first we know ourselves, we accept it, and then we live accordingly. We give it freely, we live it freely. I am a huge fan of Hafiz, the 14th century Sufi poet, and his wisdom has been such an inspiration in my life, and this is now going to become one of my top three favorites. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Learn to recognize the counterfeit coins that may buy you just a moment of pleasure, but then drag you for days like a broken man behind a farting camel. I couldn't have said it better myself. I love it so much. Because I had to laugh out loud. And then I went looking in my house for people to say it to. Oh my gosh, you guys! But here's the punchline, right? We each have some counterfeit ideas that are dragging us down and that we're following around. And here's the good news. Oh, I think it's good news. They were designed by us and for us. And they're personal to us. They're personal to us. They're ours to discover. And they may seem like a good idea, but I'm inviting us to be willing to put them to the test. Counterfeit ideas, they're sneaky. Counterfeit ideas and beliefs leave someone out. That's a big clue. If this is a counterfeit idea, leaving someone out, ourselves or another, diminishing ourselves or another. That's a counterfeit idea. It might be wrapped up in righteousness, it might be wrapped up in all kinds of things, the ways that we could justify. But you'll have your own tests. But anything that could not be true of the divine could not be true. It isn't about making ourselves bad and wrong. That's not the idea. It's about being able to recognize the idea disguised as a good one. And instead of nurturing and developing it and revealing that to reveal, to get behind it to that greater idea that is always there. Because even though there is a farting camel that we're following around, that camel has some good in it. It's about recognizing the idea that has been disguised. Counterfeiting is a skill and a talent, and unfortunately we become very good at it, at faking. But what I want to invite us to is that we don't have to fake it, because all that we desire to be is already within us. And we fake joy, or we fake confidence, or we fake whatever it is. And it's okay to a certain point, because sometimes that's our learning path. But really, if we can set that aside and we can realize that I'm already whole, perfect, and complete. Practice saying it. I am whole, perfect, and complete. Say it again. I am whole, perfect, and complete. Commit to saying that to yourself. Commit to saying the words that work for you. I am. It's the most powerful thing we can say. And it's not counterfeit to say, I am whole. I am whole because God is whole. Thank you, God, I am wise because you are wisdom. Thank you, God, I am loving because you are love. Thank you, God, I am wholeness because you are whole. When we stop trying to pretend and we allow ourselves to become aware of the truth, the essence of who we are, it's like shining that beautiful mirror that Rumi talks about, polishing the mirror so that the essence of who we are can be revealed. So the counterfeit ideas that I ran into in that oral surgeon's office, they were so subtle. They were so justifiable. I was cranky, and I was just a little off, and I had so many excuses about it, and I could easily dismiss it because I'd had a really bad experience once 100 years ago. And I was really tempted to enter into this activity this time in the same way I had been in it before. And I could feel myself getting sucked into the old story. I could feel my gathering all that counterfeit evidence of my brokenness, my trauma. I could just feel myself gathering it up. And then I realized what was going on. And in that moment, there was such relief. There was such relief to remember, oh, I'm not the same person I was back then. Oh, wait a minute, I actually healed this. I actually sat in the dentist's chair and said, the dentist and I are once again friends. Came to me. It was a glorious moment. And I was going to be willing to forget all of that. I was going to be willing to forget it and gather up all of that counterfeit evidence of my brokenness, my dismay, my fear, my sadness. It was just going to be there, but it wasn't there. It wasn't. The thing is that I'm not the same person that I was then. And the fears are still there, but I don't interact with them in the same way. They still exist. I could pick them up if I wanted to. But my kingdom, it's really well lit these days. It's really well lit, and the counterfeit decor, it's much more distinguishable than it was in the past. I'm able to see it easier, not because of anything out there, but because within me, I have an awareness of the presence that I didn't have before. Does that make sense? The illumination of the I am, which is part of my sacred covenant for myself, is being revealed to me in this opportunity to revisit an old idea in who I am today. Oh, I don't know. I kind of want to say thank you. I don't. The healing moment of light in the darkness, it's when we realize that which was previously believed and accepted is no longer valid. So today, I'm not stepping into the same river. I'm not even going into the same office. So why would I go and find the things from back then that were transformed a decade ago and bring them with me? So it's about unawareness of the presence. If we want to become aware, then we also need to pay attention to our unawareness of it. It's that simple, it's that profound. And one of the best ways to be a counterfeit expert, which is what we all get to be in our life, is to really know and become familiar with the exquisite, the delicious expressions of beauty and joy and creativity and wisdom that are unique within us. To be unafraid to explore that wondrous presence that is God within us. You know, I often call it the divinity within us. To get to know that, to know it so well that our self-awareness is radiating. It's like having a golden key to unlocking all of that kingdom that lives within us. So we want to be able and willing and devoted to exploring the kingdom. Exploring the kingdom within ourselves. And sometimes there's going to be dark corners. Sometimes there's going to be nooks and crannies that we're afraid to go in. There's going to be places in our kingdom that we're not proud of. They're there. And it's not that they aren't ever going to be there. It's that when we illuminate them, then we can make friends with them. We can go in and we can discover what else is there besides that. Because back of every, how did Ernest Holmes say it last week? I don't remember exactly. But back of every challenge, every constriction, there is a greater idea of freedom. There is the truth. And I think he told us to reverse our thinking. To be willing to see things differently. To see what's behind it. So And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, well, what have I done in my life to allow this to be true for me, that I can speak about it and feel so completely about it? And I was thinking about the moments that have shaped me and revealed me, myself to me. And gratefully, the dentist is one of them. There's also been other experiences as connecting with people as a child and pivotal moments and realizing the power of being loved. Realizing the power of being loved by this guy. Realizing the power of loving unconditionally. Freely allowing myself to experience the transformation of love that has occurred within me, so that I am confident and comfortable in saying, I will never again meet a kid that I do not love. I will never again meet a person that I cannot love, that I could not love. Those are my moments. I want you to know your moments for you. To be able to look within and see the places in our life where we're being transformed by the power of the presence of God within us. So there's no kittens in the back, but there's something that is free that I really encourage all of us to take home. It's us. It's our capital S self. Who you are is amazing. You're a divine idea in this life of God. Give yourself freely. Go ahead. Make it free to just live, to give of yourself, to allow yourself to be known first to you and then to the people around you. Don't hold back. Don't hold back any part of you that makes you glad you're alive. Okay? And give freely everything that makes you remember the presence of God within you. Yeah? So who you are, it's love, it's beauty, it's joy, it's wisdom, it's compassion, it's excellence, all that God is. I am grateful to know you, I am grateful to love you, and I am grateful to have this time with you, and so it is. All right, our band.